Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Shannon Coleman from Iowa State University. Good morning to you, Shannon.
Good morning.
Shannon, I got this message that, it's not happening right away. In fact, it's February of 2018, so people may be going, well, why are we talking about this now? But people need to get it on their calendar.
Yeah.
So even if you're really busy thinking about something else, if this is something you're interested in, you need to get it on the calendar. So the date is, date and place for this?
The date is Saturday, February 10th, and the location is in Atlantic, the Cass County Extension Office, and the training is all day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And is there a cost?
No, we're doing this as a part of a research program, and we are doing the same training around the state, and we have 30 participants per each location. And so because of the funding that we receive, we have spaces open for at least 30 participants at each location, okay. And the registration is free.
But we still want people to register because it is limited to 30. And yes. I think this is something that, as you say, around the state, but of course the listeners here would be most interested probably in the one that's in Atlantic. Now, hopefully we've got people's interest piqued a little bit. Let's talk about what this training is all about.
So the training is for exempt home food operation and home bakers, which are a local foods group that make and sell their products in their home and sell their products either from their home or the farmer's market. In other states, or others may have heard of this group as cottage food producers.
Mm, yes, that's not a name that we usually use in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what people call themselves that do that. But there are so many people, Shannon, who mm-hmm. do make excellent products in their home kitchen. They don't have to be licensed, correct?
Yes. So those who are selling non-potentially hazardous food products, so those are food products that are not perishable, that does not have to be refrigerated, and that fall under the rules and regulations of the Department of Inspections and Appeals, can sell those products at the farmer's market without a license.
And as you say, they could sell them out of their own homes?
Yes.
And I guess they could put an ad in the paper and say, I have this for sale. And I'm guessing there were some people doing that, to get ready for the holidays. I think there's some a lot more of that going on. So it could be like two crust pies, for instance.
Yes, it could be fruit pies, cakes, jams and jellies, trail mix, any of those holiday type of treats that do not have to be refrigerated.
So would that include most candies?
Yeah, most candies. But if that candy requires some form of refrigeration, they're not allowed to sell those.
So that's the key we're talking about here is refrigeration.
Refrigeration, yeah. Yes.
So that's a pretty simple kind of criteria, I think, that mm-hmm. if you want to be able to eat it safely and it doesn't have to go in the refrigerator, well, this program is for you.
Yeah.
And there are still some things that people need to know. Why are you doing this, Shannon? What caused you and Iowa State to say, this is a workshop that we need to offer people?
Well, we've seen a growing number in the state of those who are interested in selling these products, and we receive a lot of phone calls throughout the year of what people can and cannot sell at the farmer's market. And so in this particular training, we will cover the Iowa regulations and how it applies to those who want to make those type of products. And we will also cover some food safety techniques of what you can incorporate in your home and at the point of sale.
Yeah, I think we hopefully people who do this want to make sure that they do have appropriate kitchens and cook safely and maybe keep the cats and dogs out. I mean, it's a basic stuff here, but don't need special equipment to do that.
No. Simple things of separating out your animals or keeping your animals out of your kitchen area, having safe cleaning and sanitation practices in your kitchen are some of the things that we will cover in the training. Some other things that we will cover is some food safety basics. We will cover the foodborne pathogens that are affiliated with some of these food items or their ingredients. We will give you a very good description and do some activities on what are non-TCS and TCS foods, and we're talking about the temperature control for safety foods, so talking about refrigeration again. We'll talk about also kitchen, your production area, how you can have safe practices there, safe practices during preparation, and then looking at your sources of ingredients, give some recommendation on packaging, shelf life, and point of sale practices.
All right. That was just my question in my head, was if you were going to help people know how they can do a better job of selling their product. You know, there are people who love to bake, who have real expertise in maybe it is a kind of candy or maybe it is certain kinds of pie. They have real expertise and like to share it with people. So they need to know how to get it out there.
Yep.
And so
and we will have networking lunches. The lunches, those who participate in the training will receive a workbook and other materials. The lunch and refreshments will be provided, and we will have a networking lunch where they can meet with others in their area and kind of discuss their products and maybe give each other advice as well.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that, I'm thinking they might want to find a little niche, because if everybody's making great apple pie, nobody's going to get all those customers. But maybe they need to try something else to fill in. And especially if they're all going to the same farmer's market, you don't want everybody to do the same thing. People like variety, and they like to try new things.
Yes.
Yeah. So this sounds like such a deal, Shannon, because you said a workbook's included.
Yes.
Food is included.
Yes.
And, you know, just everything you need. But it does take pretty much the whole day.
Yes. It will take... We have developed a full curriculum that we will have lectures for about 30 to 40 minutes, and then we'll spend 10 to 20 minutes doing actual activities.
Mm.
So that's a part of the workbook. We'll be doing active learning exercises as well.
Okay, and now that appeals to me, because to sit and listen to somebody talk 8 to 5, except for lunch, that could be a whole lot of boring and a whole lot of pretty soon my head isn't going to take in anymore.
Yeah. So we realized that there's other forms of learning things and there's other forms of teaching, so that's why we're going to incorporate some active learning exercise in it as well.
So, Dr. Shannon, you are going to be doing some of the teaching?
Yes.
And
along with my graduate student, Leah Gilman.
Okay, so we'll have an opportunity to meet you up close and personal.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Shannon, just in a minute or two, give us a little bit of your background. You know, how did you come to be at Iowa State and working on food safety? What was your kind of path to get there?
My path started with my interest in science that led to me graduating with a B.S. from in food science and technology from Alabama A&M University. I also received my master's from there. I did research as an undergrad in various food science, food safety, food microbiology laboratories throughout the country. And then after I finished my bachelor's, I had an internship at the Kellogg Company. From there, I decided that, hey, I think I want to go and receive a master's. And so I worked in the area of meat safety and quality. And so I did some work with gelatin as a coating on meat surfaces and evaluated the quality and safety, looking at some microorganism survival on the surface of beef steaks. And then after that, I decided that maybe I would want to go and educate others. So I decided to work towards my PhD in animal science with a concentration in fresh produce safety. So I worked in the area of with tomatoes and salmonella and tracking the growth of salmonella in hydroponic tomatoes. I also did other work in the area of rapid detection methods and other sources of contamination for fresh produce. The position opened here at Iowa State as I was completing my PhD, and they were looking for someone who had a food science background who has also collaborated with those in animal science and Hort, for a food safety and consumer production position. And my current position, I work in the area of local foods and food safety, working with those exempt home food operators and home bakeries, as well as some startup companies providing food safety regulation and practices, workshop and resources to that particular area.
Well, Shannon, you've had a broad range of education and experiences that you're going to be bringing to this workshop. So again, remind us of the date, the time, and the place.
The date is Saturday, February 10th in Atlantic at the Cass County offices. The time of the training is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we have spots open for 30 participants, and that will include workshop material, lunch, refreshments will all be provided. The registration for this training is free, and we will have 30 spots open per location. And the registration link is not up yet, but as soon as we get that registration link, we will share it with you so that you can share it with your audience.
Okay, that'll be great. February is a bit off, but we'll need to remind people again, because this has been an early warning here, Shannon, to get people on board. You bet. We want to thank you very much, Dr. Shannon Coleman, for visiting with us this morning, and we wish you Christmas blessings. And until next time, just remember, food is more than sustenance. It's a part of our culture.